Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel Truth Radio broadcast with Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
Praise God and God bless all of you, our radio listeners this week. Thank God for you tuning us in here at the Gospel Truth broadcast on WTMR. This is Evangelist Melinda Edmond, along with Evangelist May Edmond tonight, here to bring the Word of God. We thank and praise God for our being here once again. We do give honor unto the Spirit of the Lord. We thank God because God, He is the author and the finisher of our life. And we give all praises unto the Lord tonight, for He has done great things, and we're glad about it. Glory to God. We just thank and praise God for each and every one of you for turning that radio dial at this particular time and hour every Thursday night. We like to invite you to our services at Christian Temple at 910 Shelton Avenue, where Bishop Richard Jackson is the pastor. On Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our prayer and tarry service. On Friday night, pastoral night, which is at 7 o'clock also, a regular service. Also on Sunday, we have our Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship 11 a.m., and also our evening worship at 7 p.m. And we thank God. We thank God to have a place where we can worship and hear the true word of God. We just thank God for all things. At this time, we're going to go into prayer. And now I want to remember a special individual, one of my coworkers, Mr. Robert Ekman. If you're listening in, we want you to be encouraged tonight. Be like the prodigal son. Arise and go back home to your father. God's waiting with his arms stretched wide open. He loves you. Glory to God. We're going to prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you for another day, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us, Lord. We thank you for all that you're going to do. We ask that you would look on each and every one of the souls out there in radio land tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know their heart's desire. You know their every need, my God. Oh, Lord, you know the burdens of their heart. In the name of Jesus, we want you to stretch forth thy mighty hand, Lord God. Oh, Father, we want you to touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Make ways out of nowhere. In the name of Jesus, open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, Lord. We want you to bless spiritually, Lord. Bless naturally, my God. Bless financially, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able to do it tonight. Oh, Father God, we want you to touch these souls tonight. In the name of Jesus. Give somebody a mind to turn from the error of their way, Lord, to look to you, Jesus, to allow you to come into their lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we want you to save, Lord God. Save the lost, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I ask that you look upon Evangelist Edmond tonight. Send thy word tonight and on. Use your servant, Lord God. Speak through her, Lord. Let the word go out that it may touch somebody's heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God for all things. Going to give this portion over into the hands of Evangelist May Edmond. God bless you. Thanks for tuning us in on tonight. We're going directly to the Word of God.
Yes, the Lord.
Taken from the second chapter, pardon me, 2 Corinthians,
yes, the Lord.
The 12th chapter,
yes,
and beginning with the 9th verse. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. My subject tonight, God's grace is sufficient.
Oh, yes, it is.
God's grace is sufficient. Grace is a favor or a disposition to grant something freely.
Yes,
it's mercy. And of a truth, we can say that God had had mercy upon our souls. When he looked down upon man and saw man in his sin, God sent his only begotten son, Jesus, in the form of a man. And Jesus gave his life. Of a truth, we can say that God had mercy upon us.
Amen.
God showed his grace to us. It was nothing that we deserved, nothing that we did so well, because the Bible said all have sinned and come short of
Amen.
But God is not going to walk out on you. Oh, no, he won't. Your husband might walk out on you. Your wife might walk out on you. But God is not going to walk out on you. He said his grace is enough. His grace is enough to take you through. His grace is enough to keep you when you're being charged. God's grace is enough to take you through. It's enough to help you to endure. When the temptations come against you, God's grace is sufficient. Don't take that.
Amen.
Just hold on to God.
Yes, Lord.
Don't give up. Because God's got the grace.
He's got
the power to take you through.
Praise God. Glory to God. We want you to pick up the telephone and dial us at 609-962-8000 for prayer and counseling. The lines are open. You can pick up and call right in. God bless you.
Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Belinda Edmond would like to thank you for listening to tonight's prophetic message. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, please write Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message that came on tonight. God's grace is sufficient for us tonight. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how you're being tried. God's grace is sufficient. He has the ability to take us through. He has the power to help us to endure. So just look to Jesus, because his grace, beautiful message, we like to say on tonight that if you would like to come to the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, we are located at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. We have a service there on Sunday at 12 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. we have prayer. So we invite you to come on out to the prayer if you're in the area. We would be glad to have you. And also, we like to remember all those who are listed on our prayer list. There are so many that are bereaved of their loved ones and their going through tests and trials, and Satan is causing them to be disencouraged. They're burdened down, but we know that God is able to take them through, even through bereavement. God is on our side, and he knows all about what we're going through. So we want to remember to pray for every one of these souls on our prayer list, the entire Morton family. We want to pray for them. Latricia Blackshear, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Mars, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Denton, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, and the bereaved Thorpe family. Also, we want to pray for Lamar White. Praise the Lord. And also, we want to pray for those who are on our youth prayer list: India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, Tommy, and also I'd like to announce that Dr. Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach on March the 5th, 1400 Kenwood Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. We invite you to come on out and hear the word of God. She's a preaching machine. Praise the Lord. And we look forward to that. And also, if you want to tune into this broadcast, you can tune in on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Also on Sunday night at 7 p.m. We are right here on this station, and you can dial in 945-218-0218. The access code is 587-6881. Glory to God. And if you'd like to call in on the guest line, you can. And the number is 563-999-3511. So we invite you to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we thank you for all of those who have tuned in on tonight. We hope you have enjoyed the Word of God. And we invite you again to tune in. The next service should be on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We invite you to call in. And we thank God for everyone who has contributed to this broadcast. May God ever bless you and keep you. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. Before we close out, we want to have a closing prayer, because there may be somebody out there that needs strength, needs encouragement. Somebody may be bereaved, but we're going to pray because we know that prayer changes things. And the Bible says men ought always pray and not to faint. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we're thanking you for your goodness and mercy toward us and for giving us another chance to be on this broadcast to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that you continue to send your word, send thine anointing. Let the word of God reach a soul, so much so that they break up their heart and, excuse me, and give their life unto you. We pray that you will touch in a special way those who are carrying heavy burdens. We pray that you look on them, O Lord. Give them strength, O Lord. You know the burden that they bear. You know all about them, Jesus. I pray that you touch and strengthen them, O Lord. Give them courage, O Lord. Help them to get through their time of bereavement. We know you're able, O Lord. We're trusting in you today, looking to you because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, O Lord. We need your help, for without you, we can do nothing. Oh, Lord, go with us and stand by us. Continue to bless us and cause thy face to shine upon us. Look on every listener. Touch and bless today, oh, Lord. Strengthen and heal. Save and forgive in the name of Jesus. Draw somebody unto you. Help them to give their life unto you before it's too late. Realize their time is running out. Glory to God. It's almost time. In the name of Jesus, we could see the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world. Help us to watch and to prayer that we might be ready, that we might be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Help us today, O Lord. Give us the strength we need. Help us to hold out until the end. You said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We're taking you at your word, and we believe you, as the scripture has said. In the name of Jesus, continue to go with us and stand by us. Bless us, and we shall be blessed. Save us, and we shall be saved. Heal us, and we shall be healed. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. There may be somebody on the line that has a testimony or would like to give remarks. You may do so at this time. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for you and you. Praise the Lord. At this time, this brings the broadcast to an end. We will continue to be back here on this broadcast on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.